Instead of plying the Bering Sea, Chris Simpson spent the day up to his elbows in hot, soapy water.
Just scrubbing bay jars. Keeping them clean. Gotta keep them clean before you start the season.
Simpson's a crew member on the Handler, based out of Kodiak. They're one of at least 70 crab boats that can't legally fish until the National Marine Fisheries Service reopens and divides up this year's king crab limit into permits. Simpson says he's managed to find the bright side in that.
It was a lot easier this year. Instead of come in and slam everything on in 24 hours, it was, I'll do a few today, do a few tomorrow. Yeah. Now we're running out of stuff, though.
He takes me down to the galley to meet the rest of the crew. They're eating lunch and watching a movie, but Captain Joshua Songstead says this season has been anything but relaxing.
We tend to be people that take control of our own lives and our own situations, so for the government to tell us that we can't go fishing based on some paperwork is very frustrating.
Songstead says he's fished his whole life, and many of his crew members have too.
We've been held up for strikes. We've been held up for price negotiations. I can't recall ever being held up by permits.
The fleet is under a serious time crunch. Every year they catch as much king crab as they can before November 20th. That's when the crab has to be loaded up and shipped off to Japan for New Year's.
If our crab cannot make it there by New Year, the demand from Japan drops dramatically and our price will drop.
That means less profit. Songstead estimates the fleet can wait about 2 more weeks before they run the risk of missing the Japanese deadline. To speed things up, the industry's been lobbying for help. A captain from one of the deadliest catch boats flew to Washington, D.C. to testify before Congress. Alaska's lawmakers even came up with a financial plan for issuing permits. Songstead says there have been no signs of progress.
There's so many different groups complaining about their needs that I think we're just kind of being lumped into that same category. You know, everybody's needing and wanting right now.
No one on the Handler or any other boat that's stuck in port is going to get paid until they start catching crab. The 6 crew members have 17 kids among them. Daniel White says they were able to plan ahead, so their family shouldn't be hit too hard.
We've done this forever, though. We know we only get 2 big checks a year, so we're usually pretty prepared for the small things, you know, but if this thing stays shut down for a while, it could screw a lot of people.
White says he has a backup plan if the season is delayed too long.
I said I'm going to need an EBT card soon.
Welfare, essentially?
Yeah, I'm going to sign up here in Dutch.
The crew of the Handler laughs and all agree. That's probably not what Congress had in mind when the government shut down in the first place. And on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.